Thank you, Lord. This is Wednesday, 11/19/25, part 20 of Foul Faith Works, and the title is Faith Corresponding Action. Faith acts like it is, not isn't. Faith never plays the victim. Faith always claims victory. Faith says all is well. Faith works the same in every situation. If your faith is waning, do you doubt your salvation? In salvation, everything that you will need to succeed has already been provided, and that provision is obtained by faith. Everything we'll ever need from God, we can obtain it by faith. It's the way He operates. He is the way He created us. It's the way He created the world and all in it is. And He's made us in His image and likeness to operate just like He does. Romans chapter 10. Look at verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? In other words, he don't have to come down from heaven to help us, or come up from below to help us. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Salvation, soteria, rescue or safety, physical or moral, deliver, health, save, divines. Salvation, soteria, denotes deliverance, preservation, salvation, of material and temperate deliverance from danger and apprehension. We're going to look at some scriptures on that. Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 69. And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. 71. That we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us. Who's the enemy? The devil. He has an agenda against us. He saved us from his agenda. That's how we access it by faith. Acts 27:34. We're no longer subject to the devil and his system. He made a way for us. Verse 34. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. This is Paul when he's on the ship, and he's headed to Rome. And what happens? They have a shipwreck. A hurricane blows up. And then the angel stands before Paul and says, take courage, Paul. You'll stand before Caesar. You're going to Rome. And I'm going to give you everybody on the ship with you. And that's what happened. Let's keep going. Philippians 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. By faith, we have a supply of the Spirit. God has a complete package for His children's salvation, and it includes everything. All right, Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So this is how that we make our claims on this, whatever you want to call it, this salvation, this way he came to save us. We access it by faith. And some of the Old Testament ones did too before Jesus ever came. God has always been a faith God from the beginning until the end. Read the book. Old covenant, new covenant, faith brings us through. The vine says that according to Romans 10:10, that the gospel is the saving element. The saving element. Okay, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other system, no other way, no other avenue. If you go to the witch doctors for your diagnosis, you get the devil's report. I'm sorry, that's just what it is. Okay. Let me just say this. When we got born again, we got saved. Saved from what? Saved from anything and everything that might ever come against us. Okay. Faith is the pathway that God has chosen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. This is the only way. Unbelief is no way. Unbelief is no way. Okay, we're going to look at some more scriptures. This is Romans chapter 4. Starting with 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. They defied medical science, didn't they? By faith. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Jesus did it all. complete saving salvation package. He never meant for us to go to the world for anything. This is Romans 11:20. This is what keeps us from our saving benefits. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. See, unbelief cuts us off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happening to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, which I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. So it's by faith that it's access, and he's talking about Israel. They were cut out because of their unbelief. They refused to believe. Jesus was sent to them first, and they didn't believe for the most part. They refuse and they lose. Refuse and lose. That's what was going on here. Okay, now go to Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. When will be the day that you'll walk by faith? Faith does not wait for all conditions to be favorable. They couldn't enter in because they could not get past what they saw. God called it unbelief. Hebrews 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And for by it the elders obtained a good report. This is how we get things done, and it's not based on circumstances. We must keep the switch of faith turned on. I'm going to read a story to you, just a short one. It's Brother Hagin. I know he has it probably in his other book also. But I'm just going to read this part today. Okay. Make sure I'm reading the right one. You know what? I just turned to the wrong thing. Hold on. It's this one. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Title is, They Shall Recover. In 1953, I was ministering at an Oak Cliff Assembly of God Church in Dallas when a young woman was brought to the service in an ambulance. She'd been bedfast 2 years due to an automobile accident that broke her neck and her back. After being in the hospital for 2 years and at home for almost a year, she regained the use of her arms, but from her shoulders down, she was unable to move. When I knelt by her stretcher and laid hands on her, I had the impression that it would not be an instant healing. When I laid my hands on her feet, I felt a warmth go into her. She didn't have any feeling in her feet, but her legs began to tingle, and she said, I feel that warmth coming out of your hands and up my legs. I said to her, That's the healing power of God going into you. Move your feet. Well, she moved both feet. Then I said, Pull up one leg at a time. She pulled her left leg up, but she couldn't move her right one. Then I said, Now, sister, when I walked down here, I knew this wouldn't be an instant healing, but just keep the switch of faith turned on and you'll walk. Sometime later, I saw the woman again. She said, Brother Hagin, I had feeling in my right leg, but my left leg, but my right leg wouldn't work for a while, but gradually it started to work and now I'm walking everywhere. She kept the switch of faith turned on, even though she couldn't do certain things. She did what she could and she just kept on believing, and slowly and gradually, he tells in, I think, the other book where he's in a restaurant and this young woman walks in with her parents, walking perfectly fine. She said, Brother Hagin, it's just like you said. God's for us. He's not against us. He's here to work with us. And we can depend on him. It saddens me that people will not depend on him. Even if you cannot physically do anything now, I believe you start in the mental realm first. I think it's silly to start trying to do things physically that you can't do. You got to get your mind right first. Keeping a good mental attitude is key no matter the lack of progress you might see. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. This is verse 14. This is just faith 101. Here today. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your mind. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. So you're armed in your mind. That it's like the woman that was bleeding to death. And the doctors had taken all her money. And she was no better but grew worse. But she crawled through the crowd to Jesus. What happened? She had a mindset change. And ultimately brought her healing. We need to quit trying to do things in our flesh so much and do things. Because faith, this is where the battlefield is, you know. 2 Corinthians 10, I'll read that one, 3 through 5. Should have written that in there, but I... For the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. We keep thinking, well, if I'm well, then I need to be doing this, and I need to be doing that. I've seen so many people fail in their faith just doing that thing right there. If they'd get their mind right first, being fully persuaded. That's what happened with Abraham. He became fully persuaded in his mind before he was ever able to produce a baby. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. See, there's the problem. It's your mind. You get your mind right, your body will follow. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. You got to come from negativity and fear into the realm of faith with your thoughts. And then your body will do whatever you need it to do. Okay. can start with this. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. That's the best way to change your mindset, because people that are sick get grumpy and they start saying things out of the mouth they shouldn't be saying, and they get to the downside of things and they get no better but grow worse. But when you start giving thanks, what does it do? It changes your mind completely. There's hope here. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Then it says, quench not the spirit. When we gripe and murmur and complain and bemoan, we quench the spirit. But when we say, thank you, Lord, I don't care what's going on, thank you anyway, it begins to change your mindset. Change your mind for the better. This will keep the switch of faith turned on and keep your mental attitude right while God is doing the work in you. Negativity is unbelief, and you cannot enter in that way. Paul and Silas praised, and they were raised up out of their circumstances. Many Christians die victims, but God always causes us to what? Triumph. That's what it says. I'm going to read two scriptures, and we'll be done. 1 John 5:4. You can sit around and bemoan your condition, or you can say, thank you, Lord, anyway, in this circumstance, because I know it's your will. 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. One more. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Last thought. Keep your mind right and the body will follow. Work on that first. Your mental.